Oh, I'm frightfully upset. A terrible thing happened. In the middle of the night, my wife awakened me and said, "Get up, there's a burglar in the house." Anything I hate in this world is to have my wife awaken me in the middle of the night and tell me to get up and meet a burglar. I'll meet landlords and janitors, but one must draw the line someplace. So I said to my wife, "No, you get up." She says, "No, you get up." I said, "I got up to meet the last burglar. You get up and meet this one." She said, "You get right up and see what that man's doing." So I got up and I said, "Here, Mr. Burglar, what do you mean burgling in my house?" He said, "I have a perfect right to burgle in your house, sir, and I'm going to burgle." I said, "I'll see whether you're going to burgle or not. I'll go right out and get a policeman and have you arrested." He says, "Go on out and get your darned old policeman. See whether you can have me arrested or not." Oh, I hate to be taunted by a burglar, so I went right out to the grocery store and I found two policemen. I said, "Officers, come right outside with me. I've got something I want to say to you." When they got outside, I said, "There's a burglar down into my house, burgling, and I want you to come with me and arrest him." So they came along, and when we got halfway home, they stopped. I said, "What's the matter now?" They said, "What kind of a looking burglar is this burgling in your house?" I said, "He has a dark mustache." They said, "Has he a scar over his right eye?" I said, "Yes, he has. I noticed that scar particularly." They said, "We can't arrest him." I said, "What do you mean you can't arrest him? Here you are, a policeman on this force, and you can't arrest a burglar? What do you mean?" He said, "He has purchased the burgling privilege on this block, and we can't touch it."